Competitive Identity, The New Brand Management for Nations, Cities and Regions, author Simon Anholt. What is competitive identity? We all navigate through the complexity of the modern world armed with a few simple cliches. Paris is about style and Japan is about technology. These cliches and stereotypes fundamentally affect our behaviour towards other places and their people and products. Some quite progressive countries don't get nearly as much attention, visitors or business investment as they need because their reputation is weak or negative, while others are still trading on a good image that they acquired decades or even centuries ago and today do relatively little to deserve. So all responsible governments need to discover what the world's perception of their country is and to develop a strategy for managing it. And here emerges the concept of the competitive identity, which is a term used to describe the synthesis of brand management with public diplomacy and with trade, investment, tourism and export promotion. Why branding has a bad brand? The concept of competitive identity uses the idea of brands and branding in a specific way that is rather different from the way that ordinary consumers use it. He uses the brand just as a metaphor for how countries can compete more effectively in the modern age. Brand is a powerful concept uniquely important to the management of countries because it captures so well the idea that places the need to understand and manage their internal identity and external reputation. The theory of competitive identity. The basic theory behind competitive identity is that when governments have a clear idea of what their country really is and manage to prove and reinforce this idea, they stand a good chance of building and maintaining a competitive national identity, both internally and externally. So the country can escape from the stereotype it has earned by default and work towards an identity which is inherently competitive. The virtuous cycle of competitive identity. It depends in the first place on having a proper competitive strategy for the country, on the creation of a culture and innovation in every sector so that the country starts to produce a constant stream of new ideas, all of which prove the truth of the strategy and achieve its goals. These initiatives then need to be executed impeccably to the highest international standards, and it's here that the greatest investment needs to take place, because there is nothing worse for a country's image than a good idea poorly executed. Then it's time to start communicating these success stories to the world, both through the media and, wherever possible, directly to audiences around the world. The process becomes circular and self-perpetuating. As the media become accustomed to good, new, true stories of successful innovation coming from the country, so this image begins to reinforce the reputation. The reputation, once reflected back onto the country from the international media and global public opinion, generally then inspires greater national pride, further innovation in the same and other sectors, and therefore goes on. Creating CI for a country, for a county, region, or a city is 80% innovation, 15% coordination, and 5% communication. Characteristics of a good competitive identity strategy. Building and maintaining the competitive identity of a country is an ongoing national project, and a good CI strategy needs to be creative, ownable, the combination of truthfulness, credibility and distinctiveness, sharp, meaning highly focused, not generic, telling a very specific and definite story about the place rather than a bland catch-all strategy, motivating, clearly points people towards new and different behaviours within government, the private sector and civil society that will lead to a changed image. A good CI strategy should offer explicit relevance to the customer's needs and ultimately give them clear reasons to buy. Elemental. Simple, practical, and robust enough to be meaningful to many people in many situations over a very long period, and to be practically implementable within the context of each stakeholder's day-to-day business and private objectives. Tourism and competitive identity. Communications from tourist boards are seen as legitimate representation of the country to the global audience. A holiday in the country can tell people what the place looks like, what sort of people live there, the climate, the food, the culture, and the history of the country. Both effective tourism and promotion can also affect other choices, including major investment decisions. Most of us tend to attach visual images to our thoughts. If the image is an attractive one, it may create a positive bias towards that country, and the opposite is also true. Creating strategic agreement between the tourist board and other stakeholders is the national reputation. But simply coordinating the messages that the country's different stakeholders are already sending out and linking them all to a powerful, distinctive CI strategy can result in a massive increase in salience without the need to make any increase in marketed spend. The population and competitive identity. When the entire population is galvanised into becoming the mouthpiece of country's values and qualities, then you have an advertising medium that is actually equal to the enormous task of communicating something so complex to so many. The ultimate aim towards which competitive identity should aspire is creating such a sense of pride and purpose that the entire population begins, almost by instinct, to perform such acts of conversion every day of their lives. Education and competitive identity. Education plays an important role in establishing the image of the country for future generations and building future visitors, residents, investors, advocates, and supporters. When children learn about a particular country in their geography lessons, it is clear that they quickly build up a special feeling about the place that is strong, personal, and likely to result in a lifelong loyalty to a place they have never even visited. Education is also important in the reverse sense. Over the coming generations, countries also need to start educating children to be better informed, more enthusiastic and proud advocates of their own nation. A competitive identity is one of the few effective ways of controlling population loss. Culture and competitive identity. Most governments believe that the cultural attainments of a country don't sell in the same way as the inward investment, exports and tourism do. In truth, culture plays an essential role in the process of enriching a country's reputation and in driving public perceptions towards a fuller, more durable and understanding of the country and its values. Another of the values of culture in competitive identity is that each culture, like its geography, is a truly unique feature of its country. Once you start looking at the features and benefits in classic marketing style, you're inevitably driven into common territory and one country starts to resemble another. A typical example of this trap is a tourism campaign. By selling the feature of the blue sea, sky, and the user benefit of relaxation makes all seaside destinations indistinguishable from each other. Representation of a country's culture provides the country's image with all that important quality of dignity which countries cannot do without. The challenge for all countries, therefore, is to find ways of continually presenting and representing their past cultural achievements alongside their modern equivalents in ways that are fresh, relevant, and appealing to younger audiences. Beyond luck and wealth. Competitive identity is about making people want to pay attention to the country's achievements and to believe in its qualities. It has become imperative in our modern age of global business, media, and media flows. Places that cannot or won't develop their own CI will find it increasingly difficult to trade and exchange with other nations and win their share of world's consumers, tourists, capital investment, talent and respect. CI may not be an ideal system in an ideal world, but it's fairer and more humane than the system it is at last beginning to replace.